1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH News Center time is 7:21. It's time for Connecticut Press Club award-winning Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor. Each Tuesday at this time, Greenwich resident Robin Pastor, a licensed agent in life, health, accident, and retirement planning, will discuss concerns that families and individuals may have regarding steps they may take to protect their health, life, and people they love, given that people are projected to live longer than ever today. Here's Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor.
Good morning, Fairfield and Westchester counties. Everyone listening, streaming live everywhere. Our friends in Houston, Austin, Dallas, Texas, please keep your text, comments, emails coming. And our friends in Chicago, our friends in Los Angeles. We are talking this morning with one of the most interesting gentlemen I've spoken to in a very long time. He's joining us from Los Angeles this morning. Good morning, Danny Miller.
Good morning, Robin. Nice to be with you this morning.
Well, thank you for getting up early and joining us. So Danny is a very accomplished gentleman. He is, in his life, he has worked as a successful attorney, poet, artist, writer. He mentors people. He is generous with his time and his talents. Danny's new book is called The Gifts of Acceptance. And Danny and I were talking off air, and he mentioned that acceptance means choices. What do you mean by that? Acceptance means choices?
Yes, Robin. What I mean by that is with acceptance comes choice. In other words, when we are able to accept situations or people, even though that we may not like what they do or how they act or what the situation is, once we're able to accept that, and by that I mean to accept the underlying reality without any judgment or negative feelings, and that is a task. But once we're able to do that, there is a shift in our focus from those people and those situations to ourselves and what we can then do to make the wisest choice or decision for ourselves. So my belief is that once we're not able to do that until we can have this what I call even-keeled, detached type of acceptance.
And did you say, when we were speaking off air, it's called detach with love?
Yeah, I would say it is a way of detachment with love, or I would say a detachment without anger or resentment. It's that type of, you know, calmness where we're not getting into any kind of, you know, we're the victim or any kind of negative type of thinking, where we're staying away from those types of views or attitudes and looking in at the reality. There's a blogger that defines acceptance, I think, sort of fun, is that's accepting the way things are without the truth without the makeup.
Right. And that reminds me of you and I were speaking off air about how on a personal level, I find this our talk this morning really timely for a bunch of reasons. Some of my friends and family are saying it's really hard for them to read the news or listen to the news, given the intensity of fighting that's going on right now in Washington and even around the world. With all due respect, do you feel that people who dedicate their lives to government or politics might benefit from considering your thesis?
Yes, I do. This is, of course, is a sensitive area, but the way I look at it is that we need to start the conversation. In other words, the conversation starts with listening, putting ourselves in the place of other people, and this detached type of acceptance. Until we can start that conversation, my view is that we're going to continue to have this divisiveness that exists today, the dismissiveness, the unkindness that we have today. That's why in my book, at the very beginning, I have a poem that I wrote. It's called The Space Between. And in effect, it is what I feel is the truth lies in that space between. It's not to the extreme of one way or the other. And until we can get to that truth and have that conversation, I think we're going to continue to have the difficulties we have now.
Right. I couldn't agree more. And it reminds me of a mantra that I was always told growing up that I tell my children, my young children who are fourth grade, eighth grade, 10th grade. people say that there's one person's version of the truth, the other person's version of the truth, and then there is the truth. So
yes, that's true.
And when you talk about putting yourself in the other person's shoes, it reminds me of another mantra I grew up with that I try to remember to tell my kids all the time, and to do myself. When on a daily basis, if you're out there in the world, you're going to come across people who are whatever. Just walk a mile in my moccasins. Do you remember that old expression?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, that gets me to that whole the subject of, you know, accepting our foes and accepting our adversaries. Is what I have learned in my own personal experience is that they are not always out to get me or to do me harm. You know, and I got to get away from thinking about that. Yes, they may be serving their own self-interest, but they have their interests, just like we have our interests. So if I can start to detach from that, and that, then I'm not getting drawn into that battle. I'm not getting right. drawn into that anger and resentment.
Right. And what people don't know about you is that you've written other books on finding serenity, and it's called Losing Control, Finding Serenity. You graduated from UCLA with honors in business administration, top 5% of your class at UCLA Law School. I mean, you are one of the most humble people, I got to tell you, I have ever spoken with in my life.
Well, thank you, Robin.
And I really appreciate your sharing your thoughts with people this morning. And as I told you off air, my children would tell you that I am the world's biggest control freak because I do really value bedtimes, as you and I were talking about off air. Maybe perhaps from my own self-interest of needing to go to bed and needing to get my sleep. And then you and I were talking about how control freaks can try to let go. Do you have any tips for people out there listening, whether they're a parent and their children are like, Mom, Dad, just leave me alone.
Right.
Do you have any tips for parents?
I do. Is we have to learn to accept our children as they are. And I was also I'm a controller now. I was a control freak before. I don't think it ever leaves us. But what I've learned is when we accept, we are not controlling. So
right,
acceptance
right.
is the antidote to control. And what you're talking about with, because I have three children of varying ages, and I call it the fundamental parental challenge is finding that line, finding that balance between trying to be as we should be to instill ethics and manners and good values.
Detaching our love.
And being careful that we don't overmanage our children's
Definitely.
Love.
My guys are telling me we have to wrap up. You have a great website that people can go to, danielamiller.com. I made a mnemonic so I can remember your thoughts. It is LAWD, L-A-W-D, listen, accept, walk a mile in their moccasins, and detach with love. And I'm going to start just telling myself LAWD every day. If people want to reach out and get your book or find you, what's a good way to do that? Are you available wherever books are sold in Amazon?
Amazon, Apple iTunes, BarnesandNoble.com, and I have an audio book that's just come out as well.
So we're going to go to your website, DanielAMiller.com. You have a great day, and thanks again.
Thank you, Robin. Enjoyed it. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks, Robin. Thank you, Daniel. And that's Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor. You hear her each Tuesday morning at this time right here on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.